You know, Casey takes care of his car in his own shop, and I take care of mine in my shop.
Okay.
We are father and son.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't gotten in the way of that. So we are rivals, but we are friends. Joe's Blacksmith Shop has been a really good sponsor throughout the years. We've had some other good sponsors that have helped us too through the years. Hayes Construction and Team Compolos has helped us out, so they're very good. No, I'm not very superstitious, so there's nothing in particular that I do. Sometimes I'll go down and give Casey a little pep talk and tell him what I'm going to do, and then I don't do what I tell him I'm going to do.
Okay.
So that keeps him on the edge. So through the years, I've raced for quite a number of years, a little over 20 years now, and Mitch has kind of tagged along with me. Casey kind of did his own thing. He did a lot of motocross riding
that.
And stuff
okay.
like that. And my son Mitch, he's my youngest boy, and he started racing here about 5 or 6 years ago, off and on, and then got into the street stocks and did really well last year. And this year he has excelled, and he is going to be the street stock champion this year. He's already got that locked up.
Nice.
My granddaughters have now stepped into it.
Awesome.
Haley, my oldest granddaughter, she's 13. She won the second half of the championship last year and the first half of the Junior Stinger Championship this year. And very, very proud of her.
Right.
She really, really improved a lot and has become really a smart driver. Then Casey's two daughters have also joined in the Junior Stingers this year. And they've run about 4 or 5 races now. And my youngest granddaughter, Gracie,
wow.
who is 10 years old, just won her first main event last week. So
wow.
very, very proud of them. And then, of course, Casey has jumped in and picked up racing also in circle track racing, and he's done very well also. He was Rookie of the Year in the street stocks when he ran in the street stocks, and Rookie of the Year in the super stocks last year when he ran the super stocks.
Wow.
So his only step up next is championship, which he may have to wait till next year to get that. For some reason, Casey decided to get on the brakes in the middle of the corner, and I had a little bit of a opportunity to kind of bump him in the back, and wasn't really intending to bump him, but kind of got into the back of him, and he went sideways, and I went sideways, and so needless to say, Casey got his spot back, which kind of leaves the guilt pointed more towards me, but so I went to the back for that, and then got tangled up in another incident later on in the race, and ended up in the back again. So I had to work my way back up from the back twice there. Then, through no fault of my own, got into another incident.
Right.
It was a pretty interesting race last weekend. So it was pretty action packed, and ended up in the back for the third time. Had to race my way up back into third place behind Casey and Rick Fobel, and who were running side by side. Had to really think about whether I should get up there and touch one of them or not, and I did not. I raced them clean. They ran side by side, didn't really give me an opening to get around them, and so that's how we finished with Rick winning the race and Casey in second, which made the opportunity to tie the points and me finishing right behind him. So
okay.